the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please, would you be seated? On behalf of everyone here at St. John's, let me extend to each and every one of you the warmest of welcomes to church this evening. Can't tell you how good it is to not only have the church open, but with people in it, and lots of them. And some of us don't even have to wear masks, which is, you know, seems to be a revolution. I wish you and your families the very, very merriest of Christmases and a very happy and healthy new year, COVID-free, please. Sometime in November, when I learned that it was likely that our church would be able to reopen for public worship and that Christmas services would be able to be held, I did think about having our usual advertising boards out the front, which are generously supplied by Auntie Edgar. There you go, some free advertising. I did think I might change them for this year. And instead of having all of the details of the services and the Zoom links, which you've no doubt seen, I thought I would just have printed right across the front in the largest font available, "Well, thank God that's over." Exclamation mark, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. I was, I hope, as overjoyed as you were that the COVID restrictions were easing and life was beginning to return to how it was. In February of this year, this church had been open every day since 1859, 160 years. And a year before, in November, we celebrated our 160th birthday. The Archbishop was here. The former Governor General was here. The church was packed. Professor Geoffrey Blainey was here launching our parish history. And if you told me then that 4 months later the church would then be closed for 9 whole months, I would not have believed you. People still can't believe it isn't open every day. I can't either. Soon, we hope, soon. It has in so many ways been an unbelievable year. But we must count our blessings that we are here together, safe, in this church, and most Australians with us will be able to celebrate Christmas and the holidays together, apart from a few people in the northern beaches on either side of that bridge thing that I saw on the news the other night. Whilst we celebrate, I do ask you to pray and remember our fellow sisters and brothers around the world as they continue to fight this pandemic, some successfully and some not so. The world this year has indeed been a lot messier than most. And yet it is into this life and into this mess that the world is in that Jesus still comes. That God is still with us and the Holy Spirit, she is working away. It's tempting to think that when God broke into the world in person, which is what God is doing in Jesus, that everything was kind of all set to go for his arrival. That everything was ordered and organized and the best situation prevailed. The proverbial red carpet had been rolled out. Nothing could be further from the truth. We hear tonight in Luke's Gospel the actual circumstances in which Jesus is born. He is born under a dictatorship with emperors who pretended to be gods, with local despots running the show. In Bethlehem, a far-flung corner of an occupied state. With visiting dignitaries, the kings travelling at night, yes, to follow a star, but also to avoid detection by the Roman Empire, who maintained the so-called peace, the Pax Romana, through force and subjugation. And Mary gave birth to the Son of God, not in some gilded palace, not in some turek, but in that part of a house where the animals were brought in to sleep when it was too cold outside. Imagine the smell, the animal funk. Would we believe that these were the conditions that the Son of God would be born in? No way. And all of this is to say that God speaks into this world as it is, in its fractured and its broken state, and when it suffers, like it did then and as it does now. And God still says this, I am with you. And it reminds us that no matter what fractured, broken state we might be in, God still says this, I am with you. Tonight at Christmas we rejoice that God made God's self present to us in person, in the flesh. The incarnation literally means just that, God in Jesus becoming tissue and bone like you and me. Nowhere in the Gospels do we ever read that God yelled a distant, I love you, from some far off heaven, and then says, but I'm not coming down there because it's way too messy. You can keep that COVID-19 to yourself. I'm staying up here, thanks. God has never done that. God never does. God is with us, with you and with me, in every situation, and I would suggest to you, it's sometimes more visible, more present, when things have gone sideways, when our world hurts, or we hurt, or we grieve, or we suffer. Time and time and time again in this past year, even in the darkest times of lockdown and suffering, the light and the love of God was transforming people. It was bringing peace. It was fostering hope. It was binding people together. Stories abounded of new acts of mercy and kindness and love in our communities. And Jesus, God, becomes human like you and me. And today we celebrate that God does so, draws near, says, I am with you in an infant. That most vulnerable of creatures. Yes, they're often incredibly loud for the size they actually take up, these infants, but they are so vulnerable and they are utterly dependent on other people to care for and nurture them. If you're a parent or a godparent, think just how vulnerable God made God's self in the infant Jesus. That strange, heavy, yet feather-like weight of a child that you cradle in your arms. There is no better way to teach that the way of God is vulnerability and caring for the vulnerable than becoming an infant. No edict, no ruler, no premier in that north face top, no PM could ever hope to teach us that in any better way. And if one has been vulnerable, like the infant Jesus, and experienced that vulnerability, how then does one treat the vulnerable? With utter respect, with service, with dedication. And these are the features of humanity that have been celebrated over and over and over again all the way through the darkest hours of this pandemic. They've been flashed up for us on TV screens and iPads. The sacrifice and dedication and service of people in the service of the vulnerable. Medical staff, especially. Saints, really, given the circumstances in which they work and the risks they take. If you're a person who was on the front line this past year and you're here tonight, thank you. God bless you from every one of us. I think for all of us, our vulnerability at a species level, and individually has forced us into thinking what really matters. what is really important. And Christmas and the vulnerability of the infant Jesus underlines just how godly, how divine it is to live and serve each other. People ask me right through this year, where is God? And my sense is that the Holy Spirit has been very busy indeed. She has been stirring up the people of God to do good things for each other, to be neighborly, to be hospitable, to be generous, to reach out, to think of and be there for members of our communities we've never ever even met before. The Holy Spirit has swirled amongst us in the face of the unthinkable, and it has stirred up in us the fingerprint of God that is on each and every one of us and made us think and act again of and for the vulnerable. God too has sustained those for whom this past year has been awful. Those who have grieved, those who have been lonely, those who have been isolated, and those who have been frail. Time and time and time again, people have said to me this year how much more they have prayed, how much more they have drawn close to God, how much more they have thought about the real and important things in life. I have a funny feeling, however, and you might too, that we're not quite out of the woods yet. Certainly not globally, but also here in Australia. But we must not lose hope. We must not lose hope, but we must rather hold on to those things of this past year which have made us better people. Better servants of God, better human beings, one to each other, and draw us closer to that which in life that really matters. Each other, God, the vulnerable. I wish you and your families and friends a happy and a holy and a healthy and a most of all joyful Christmas. And then may the new year ahead of us be a whole heap better than the one we're about to say farewell to. And may God guard, protect, and keep you. May you know God's love now and in the year ahead. And may you open your heart and make room for God and the things of God, now and always. Amen.